Amazon debuts its new series, Harlem, today. It's from the producer of the 2017 film Girl Trip. Like that movie, it's all about boisterous black female friendship, only now it's part of an emerging trend. For more, we're joined by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
You know, some listeners may remember shows like Living Single in the 90s, Girlfriends from the early 2000s. Those shows were kind of on their own, but these days we've got Insecure, Run the World, Queens, all following black women navigating their friendships, careers, love lives, and now here comes Harlem. Let's listen to the series' opening monologue.
In Harlem, educated black women are forced to navigate a playing field in which men have significantly more dating options. So it's not that we're desperate or thirsty. We're literally dealing with a real-life man deficit, which leaves us with two options. We reassess our deal breakers and widen the pool, or we hold firm to our wish list.
So, Eric, does Harlem stand out from the rest?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, of the list of shows that you mentioned, I would say Insecure is a little different than these other ones because it's a little more realistic and it's focused on people who are a little more average in terms of income. And it's particularly focused on two women and their friendship. But these other shows are about women who are upwardly mobile, many of them. There's a sense of wish fulfillment and fantasy in the lives that they're living. And Harlem is definitely about that. It is depicting these women that are living in these wonderful apartments in Harlem that are probably a little nicer than they could really afford in real life. And they're navigating these lives where they're sort of coming into their own professionally, but also wondering about romance. There's a lot of touches of Sex and the City in there, of course. You know, I love these kinds of shows, so I actually love every one of these shows that you mentioned. And I like Harlem, but it is very similar to some of the beats that we see in Run the World, including down to some of the characters. So I do worry that this is becoming a genre that is a little predictable, even as much as I enjoyed the first two episodes of Harlem that I watched.
Well, let's get into these character types a little bit. I mean, there is a range here. There's a gay woman, for one thing, which we don't see in some of the other series. But we do, to your point, have some familiar character types. The ambitious career woman, the laid-back party girl. What do you think about the cast?
Well, again, you know, I kind of fell in love with these actresses, and I enjoy the story that they're telling. You know, there is a sense that you're seeing characters that you've seen before, but I really enjoyed the way they kind of pulled them together in this show, and I'm also really enjoying exploring Harlem. They found a lot of beautiful places to shoot in Harlem, and I'm really enjoying seeing that. I'm sure there are some people who would find it pretty derivative, but for example, we've got a clip of a discussion between two of the characters, Quinn, who's the rich girl, and Angie, who is the party girl singer who's living with her. And, you know, Quinn's trying to get business done on a work call, and Angie is cutting up inside her apartment. Let's listen to it.
Angie, I'm on a work call.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. I just have to get this new dress launched. It won't be long.
Girl, I'll get you a fast your money. Ooh, I would not work.
Well, you don't work now, so that tracks.
So, you know, you get a sense of the dynamic between the two characters. And of course, you know, they eventually learn a little bit from each other. Again, something that we've seen before in other shows. But I really enjoyed seeing it in Harlem.
Yeah, well, to that point, Eric, I mean, does a show have to be completely innovative to get your attention as a critic? Can they just, you know, execute really well on character types that you've seen before?
Well, what's interesting to me about this trend that we're seeing is that it's long overdue. Black people per capita watch more television than most ethnic groups, and black women make most of the economic decisions in their households. So it would make sense that TV programmers would focus on creating shows that appeal to black women. And, you know, we did see programming bend towards black female viewers in unscripted television in particular years ago. And now we're starting to see sort of high quality dramas and comedies. And it makes all kinds of sense. So a show doesn't have to be super distinctive to necessarily make my list of great shows. But I do think once you have two or three shows in a genre that are striking the same notes, that can get predictable for an audience. So I would like to see that formula switched up a little bit, because I think what it also signals is that the people who are making the shows might be taking the audience for granted and might be fearful of challenging them with shows that might present something unexpected or might take the story in a way that they hadn't seen before. So I would encourage people who are thinking about making these kinds of shows to take risks and not just present the same kind of characters we've seen all the time that you know are popular with an audience, and maybe give us something we've never seen before.
All right, that's Amazon's new series Harlem, streaming today. Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic. Eric, thanks as always.
Thank you.